And if you notice in the flow of what your little, what do they call them now, Bob? Your TV body.
Yeah.
They're being very careful not to say anything out. So they'll have other issues. They'll have law bombs in New York City. They'll have trains and then earthquakes and shaky bakey. They'll have every news story in the world, except when it all starts crumbling down, almost to the degree that they'll flip it back and go, wait a second. How could the Dow Jones Industrial Average fall more than 1,000 points in 30 minutes? Oh, somebody punched a B instead of an M. Well, if that's the case, guess what? No one would have any confidence in the buying and selling of Dow Jones. No one would participate in the New York Stock Exchange. You wouldn't go to the doctor who was supposed to give you this much of a prescription medication and he gives you a billion times more than he's supposed to have been a million milligrams, gives you a billion grams. You wouldn't go back to that doctor. You wouldn't go back. Oh, it was just a little snafu, just a little typo. Well, a whole lot of people made a whole lot of money checks and lost a whole lot of money checks just from that very little, oops, never mind. You can't. It doesn't work that way. When those orders are scheduled and put in, they are crossed, recrossed, cross-checked, and then computer programs are put into place to cover those longs and shorts. Okay? So it can't be that. You can call it something else, but it can't be that. Now, this isn't new. This has happened. If you'll go back to the days of Nations Bank and the Railroad Bank, and FU National Bank, which is First Union, they had to merge because one day they accidentally lost $1 billion. Whoops. Sorry. And now you got, and out of that you ended up with Bank of America. Just that easy. Easy speezy.
So in this recent Dow thing with the supposedly the button was pushed, what actually happened and caused this devaluation?
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's a great question. Now, you can look on your faithful member. It's sort of laid out on your little dupes of hazard.
Dupes and non-physical, yeah.
Yeah, it's laid out there. But even outside of that, it was just that the computer program saw the shorts, and when it recognized the shorts, the buys, they said it was an anomaly with a buy order. Well, it was, and that buy order then was already in place. So it wasn't putting in a B rather than an M. It was, well, some called it a BM. Some people, hey, many people's bowels was moved on that day, I can assure you that. But beyond that, the point was the computer had already set up and calculated the sales. So when this order was instigated, it automatically set what was going to happen anyway. So they pulled it back to say, oops, sorry, hit the wrong button, make it so. But they didn't go back and say, if it was a mistake, they didn't go back and say, everything from this point that moved in the programs that were activated because of this button, make it back to where it was. Everything stops. We clean this up. We fix it. It will be as though it never happened. If your bank made an accounting error, they would go back in time and say, okay, so this is what really took place, so from this point forward, we'll make it right. But they didn't do that. They just said, oops. Right, because see,
what'd you say, Ed? What'd you say?
Clean up on aisle five.
Oh, is that what you said?
Because see, at the end of the day, all accounts have to be settled. So somebody had to settle that. Well, the little goober that hit the B instead of the M, he'd have to settle that, and whoever he was trading for would have been responsible for that. They didn't. That still has to be, because vast sums were paid out on the shorts that were banked on that happening. Now, the real deal has to come back with Greece and with Portugal and these countries fixing to start filing Chapter 9. Well, they don't have a Chapter 9, but in the U.S., that's what they call it. It's when a municipality files for insolvency.
Hey, Ion, just a second. Are you saying that this happened because the people were preparing, they were getting their money before Greece collapsed everything? Is that you saying?
Yes.
So this was intentionally, this was a buddy, people getting their money before it all crashed?
Correct.
Okay. And can you say who initiated and saw that it was coming and did it?
Human creators.
You don't want to name them.
Well, it was human.
I mean, how many?
It really was.
What?
It really was. It was the human creator.
It wasn't a committee saying, uh-oh, that Greece is going.
No. They ain't that smart. If they're smart, they'd already worked it out beforehand.
It's the smart human. The smart human creators did it, not the committee.
Right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
If because they already give a bridge loan for Greece, which we've laid out way before it was taking place,
says
that it wouldn't last long, and now they're saying the loan's not going to go through. We hoped for the best, but we had a little this, a little that.
Okay, so I distracted that. I brought in that side issue. Got back to what you were sort of concluding with.
That this is just nothing other than human creators reacting to creation by default.
The creation by default begins with the tarp?
Well, it's even further than that.
Yeah, but
that's a sign.
You're talking about the fake solution the past year.
Yeah, and then now we, of course, give James and Bob the credit for crashing the national economy, but now they've saved it, so we give them credit for
saving it.
The problem and straightening it out all at the same time, so that's good.
But then another client of Ion caused this.
Okay.
I don't know if we should go into that, right? That's
not necessary.
Yeah.
Not required.
No, one of the clients of Ion was a smart human creator.
Well, then you're not going into it, and then you jump right into it. So decide.
Well, I'm not naming it.
Which way do you want? You know.
It was me. I did it. I was a smart creator. Yeah.
If you lay out the dynamic, then you can explain to the SEC how you was able to gain that information. Good.
Fine.
Well, for Martha Stewart either, but go right ahead. It's all right. Please, your happy damn self, Walt.
Okay. Back to what you were pointing to say, or maybe you're finished.
Okay. Now, if information is knowledge, to know, okay, and it's done from a ledgered standpoint, knowledge can be available to all human creators, and you can know in advance if there's no time. So you actually know what to do, when to do, and how to do, and can gain precipitously all day, every day. You can know that it's going to be a hard winter and know that the orange juice crop's not going to do well and know that pork bellies are going to go up and know that corn's going to be a bumper crop, so it's going to be sold low. You can know all that because there's no time. And if engagement with us allows you that ability and capacity, then you'd be smart as Warren Buffett in about 2.3 seconds, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You could pick up a shell, Berkshire Hathaway, and you could have a little thing and start seeing what's happening and adjusting accordingly and get it on a big program. And the next thing you know, your A shares of Berkshire Hathaway get you through a lot of hard days. Especially when it was 28 cents a share.
Right, so James, we caused the crash, but if you remember, during the crash and after, I kept saying, just keep typing, and that was what caused the recovery. People kept typing.
That's right.
Yeah. So we crashed it, and then we solved it. But now a new dimension has come in.
Yes.
Ion. Ion has become the new dimension.
No, it's just bringing human creators back into their creating capacity. That's all.
Okay, very good. I think it's time to go to the beach, Ed.
Sounds good. It's a beach day.